Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. Here's Madman, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, let's get right into Batman, shall we?
Take your time, Paige.
Okay.
If we run out of time and they don't tell me what my punishment's going to be, then I don't have to do it.
That's a good point, right?
All right.
Take your time.
I'll work it in.
I
shall.
Do a bunch of this day in histories or something cool.
Okay. Well, Christian Bale says that Robert Pattinson is an interesting choice to play Batman. And he has one piece of advice for him. And here it is.
That's the corporate way to say stupid. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting choice. Back in the 90s, we would have screamed. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Here we
Robert
go.
Robert Pattinson as Batman. What do you think?
Oh, good. Yeah. Good choice. He's interesting.
What's your advice to him slipping into that suit?
Oh, same as for Ben. Just be able to pee by yourself. You don't feel much like a superhero when you can't take a piss.
He had the complexion of the Penguin.
Oswald Cobblepot.
Robert Pattinson. I thought it was Chester Copperpot.
But Christian,
that's Goonies.
Christian really has some sage advice on that. Because
what's
if you've
advice?
Ever had to wear a costume and you have to be working for hours, you don't want to ask someone to assist you every single time you have to go to the loo.
It depends
right?
on what he looks like.
The loo.
Well, he's English, so I threw
that in. I think he's like really good for Bruce Wayne.
Do Mexicans go to the Juan?
They do.
Serious question.
They do.
No.
Bruce Wayne isn't somebody you're necessarily supposed to like. So some dude like Pattinson should nail Bruce Wayne. The part as well.
By definition, no. But by likability and great moves and villains, yes.
And kind of...
You're like Batman, but Bruce Wayne is supposed to be a dick.
Yeah. Like the guy buys whatever he wants and...
He's a womanizer.
Yeah.
He's all like this billionaire playboy, but he's all tortured and dark and mysterious and nice.
That's how he lays his head down at night. It's like a lot of the super wealthy, they say, oh, I gave $100 million to that charity last year. I feel good about myself.
And
that's how Bruce Wayne felt good about himself. Remember all the charity galas, the Wayne Foundation?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But also,
Indian Hill.
Whoever plays him has to be a good actor because he doesn't... The dialogue has to be more seen on his face, and it's got to be a strong, silent type.
Bruce Wayne was behind Buvanoche.
You have to see, you have to see it in their eyes and what he's thinking about when he's delivering those lines.
Yeah. But is Robert, I keep wanting to say Robert Patterson. Who's that? That's the guy who writes the books?
No, I think that's Patterson Exterminator.
James Patterson writes books.
Well, who's Thomas Kinkade?
Some artist.
But he's like, is he going to like, when he's talking like Bruce Wayne, it'll be his normal voice. But when he puts on
like that,
the cowl, is he going
to
be like this?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? It's Robert Pattinson. Hey, y'all, it's Robert Patterson.
He used
to be a vampire, but now I'm a bat. It's weird, right? Like,
no.
I have this weird thing with bats.
No.
I got my magic belt.
You're ruining it for me.
I'm going to throw a boomerang at you.
This is supposed to be sexy. You got to, give me that scowl. Don't have a smile on your
face. Why doesn't Batman have fangs?
That's a good point.
You think about
like
that.
A grill.
It'd be too obvious, right?
When he's Batman, everybody knows he's Batman.
Oh, my God.
He's driving around with his logo on the car.
Is this Joker again?
No, he's not working.
Over Joker.
Hey, it's me, the wolf.
The wolf.
What are you doing over there, rich boy?
It's uncanny how come your fat boy, your Batman, is almost like Robert De Niro. I don't know why.
You got to do the walk. Oh, my God. Does crime ever take a night off?
That's the voice that I took. It's the wolf.
Fat Boy's over here making me want to see Buffalo Bill play play Batman.
What was the wolf on Twilight? What was his real name? Anybody remember?
Taylor Lautner?
Yeah, that's it.
Got it.
That's how I know about you. But also,
that's why I always dominate Ring of Fire.
When I first saw that dude, I thought, dude, A.C. Slater had a kid, and there he is. It looks just like
Really? Yeah, kind of.
Just like I can't think of his real name now.
But without the perm.
Do you want to turn yourself in before I make a skin suit out of you?
Mario Lopez. There we go. I was going to call him Marco Polo. Swimming pool games.
That's the grass guy.
You ever play that in swimming pool?
Yeah.
Yeah. People would get out and leave me out there, making me look like a fool.
I know, man.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Or they'd all be naked when you grabbed them?
Yeah.
Oh, you never took your shorts off and said polo.
Yeah. Well, it was during the adult swim, too, so it was weird.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all are strange. All right, so.
Oh, man, I got to read this. Somebody says, text in 72341, the Carolina Vapor Mill text line. He doesn't have fangs because he's Batman, not Man-Bat.
That's his venom to Spider-Man is Man-Bat. Yeah.
Whoever you are, I love you for that text.
Yeah, that's true.
He doesn't have fangs because he's Batman, not Man-Bat.
Clever.
Vicky Bell, I want is all you want.
All right.
Blood.
Blood. Yeah,
not blood.
Here's kind of a personal story that we can all talk about. Did you know that we're all sleeping on pretty cheap or free mattresses?
Shoot, I'm... Well.
Disagree. Not true.
Well, that's according to a recent study. 16% of people say that they're sleeping on a mattress they somehow got for free.
That is of utmost importance to you. If you are going to go spend $1,000 or whatever on a TV and you have just crap mattress, oh, man, you ain't doing it right. That's of utmost importance is what you're sleeping on.
Yeah,
I'm not being compensated by any brand right now. I'm free agent.
You got to have a nice bed, man. You do. I have a hell of a nice bed at the house. I know you do as well, Matt.
The adjustable bed, too, a setup.
Makes all the difference to have a nice bed.
It's got a vibrator in it?
Yeah.
It shakes or whatever. Not an actual dildo or nothing.
Well, no. All right, 82% of people are sleeping on a mattress that costs under $500.
Well, I mean, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, but like you said, $1,000 on a TV. I mean, you know, the bed should probably cost more than a television.
Yeah.
Then again, man, TVs got cheap, though.
Yeah.
TVs got really affordable.
Not
yeah, but not with, what is it? Is it 8K or 10K that's out? 8K? They like skip right past 5, 6, 7K.
Oh, my
God. I thought it was just 4.
I only have 4.
I think it's 8K now,
I'm
ultra.
I'm way behind.
Too many Ks.
And is it really that ultra?
Well,
I mean, let's talk about it.
Still not that expensive, though.
Yeah, I think mine was like $2,000.
You got to get every year another Ultra comes out. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Fatboy has the 3K.
Hmm. Yeah, right now I'm looking at a 65-inch Samsung curved 4K UHD smart TV for $700.
God,
big nice TV, man.
That's too much.
How many? Yeah. How
8.
65-inch curved screen.
I do you $350, not a penny more.
I don't like curved screens either.
Why?
The way my TV is, especially in the bedroom, is on a swivel, so if it's in the setting area, and then we turn it this way, but if you arc it that way, it messes with your head. It's like sitting in the corner of the movie theater. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Because mine looks like a movie theater the way it's put on the wall.
I like my seat in a movie theater like I like my private. Smack dab in the middle.
Gotcha.
That's right.
All right, so now if you may not have the best pictures out there on Instagram now, because there is the new hot selfie pose that everybody's doing.
Oh, Jesus, Christmas. What's it? It's a blankie. What blankie?
It's a trendy selfie, so I apologize if you think it's ridiculous, but every...
What's the cool name, though?
It's called the chin shelf. So you basically put...
Oh, you mean a chinny?
You put your finger under your chin and tilt your head a little bit. And
that's nothing new.
That's not new at all. That goes back to the glamour shots days we were talking about yesterday.
Exactly.
Or senior pics.
Yeah.
Like, there's one of me because I'm showing off my class ring where I have it. It looks like I'm, like, punching myself, giving myself an uppercut. There's no beard there now. You would not. I don't even look like I have a hand right now, do I?
Everybody wants to be damn Debbie Gillis in the selfies now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thinking man. Hmm. Hmm.
How many people got my Dobie Gillis joke besides those of us in the room?
Not many.
Only people that watch that particular channel after like 1 a.m. when they showed Dobie Gillis. He should have been thinking about not getting on that 3-hour tour is what he should have been thinking
about.
So
you want to know why this is catching on and people are doing that is because the chin shelf is perfect for resting your head in between shots, and it also accentuates the facial features and is more flattering with your head in hand.
I want to see an example of what that looks like.
You going to Google chin shot and see what comes up?
It's probably going to be sponsored by Jay Leno's Garage.
You got to rest your chin on one finger and tilt your head. As if you're
okay.
Your one finger.
Do I get to pick which finger?
It will hide your double chin, maybe.
That's why
I have
a beard.
I have one.
Well, I'm saying if you have one.
Yeah, I didn't say that's why we have beards. That's why I have a beard.
I'm not saying anybody has
one.
No,
I have a turkey neck.
Yeah, me too. That's why I have a beard, because I got a turkey neck going. La, 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 la.
Yeah.
I have a gobbler.
Yeah.
Not saying that anybody has that in the room. Sensitive people.
I have a gobbler. Nine has a choker.
Oh, goodness.
What are you gobbling?
Whatever she's into.
Mm-hmm. My goodness. All right. Well, there was an announcement yesterday on Instagram with Green Day. And the word is that Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer are going to be announcing a joint tour today called the Hella Mega Tour.
Hella Mega?
Uh-huh.
Hella Mega Tour.
And they've been teasing something on social media for the last 24 hours or so. Oh. So get ready for something exciting from them.
That's pretty awesome. Well, I mean, 2 out of 3.
Who do you not like?
Not a big fan of Fob.
Fob. I couldn't name one of their songs.
I know there was one of them that was on a that was Good Charlotte that was on that football game. There was that Good Charlotte song that was always stuck in my head because of that one NFL video game.
If you're not 15, it's hard to press what they are.
Fall Out Boy, that's the one with I'm not lacking or trying to not give them any just due. I mean, they're super popular.
No. They're the be number one with a bullet. That's them.
I like them.
Loaded God Complex, cock it and pull it.
What a fun tour, though.
No. Sugar, we're going down and swinging.
Yeah.
Going
down.
That was on a video game, too.
How many video games you play? All of them?
S-tons.
We have free time, fat boy. Damn. So do you.
All right. Well, Rise Guys Headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are Rise Guys Headlines.
Thank you, Paige.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's the name of the song.
So we don't know where they are, where they're coming yet, but maybe near. Maybe they'll come to
P1 Lounge.
Ooh.
The P1 Lounge is actually going on the road again. More about that later.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that's awesome. I'd go to that. I do want to see Green Day again. I really, really, really want to see Green Day again.
Yeah, I'd go see them again, man. I'd go see Weezer again.
Would you go backstage?
No, I've seen Fall Out Boy before, too. Think about it.
How was it?
I thought you were there when we saw Fall Out Boy.
Well, remind me.
It wasn't that good or bad.
Who did we see them with?
Weren't they on that show with Good Charlotte we went to up at Furman time?
Yeah, I must have had some free time.
MXPX was on that show, too.
They were the best ones, MXPX. They were the best ones, yeah. Yeah.
Damn, I never heard of them.
They should start doing concerts there again. All right, thank you, Paige.
Bowling
Fantastic.
For Soup was there, too, I believe.
Oh, they got the fat guy.
Yeah, they do. Looks like Brian Posehn.
Yeah, tell me how to spell that. I'll have to Google it.
P-U-S.
Okay, thank you. All right, I can't stall any longer.
No. Come on, man.
I can. I've tried to.
Well,
Paige, did anything big happen on this day in history? Let's bring back celebrity birthdays. Golly bones.
Why do you want to stall, man? Why do you want to stall the show out when we're about to reveal something that's going to put the spotlight squarely on Matt Mann?
Spotlight or a laser? Pointing at me or being thrown at me or whipped on me or golly bomb, man.
It's hard to even speculate. You don't know.
truly, that's all I'll say. I don't know what it is. I don't know what my pigskin punishment is going to be. So when you hear it next, it'll be when I hear it too. I'm just being honest.
I need you to have another week at the bottom. I need you to pick ball the same way.
We switch back and forth, pal. All right, so Rise Guys. Morning, everybody. God.
No other upstate radio station has them. No other upstate radio station wants them. The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Oh.
Is that who you were talking about? Going with Weezer? Going on tour?
Is this Fallout Boy?
It's Marvelous 3, man.
Oh. Marvelous 3. Marv 3. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Little Butch Walker.
Yeah.
From Lalana.
I love
Butch Atlanta. Walker. Oh, my gosh. That throwback to
Dumas's brother.
No.
No, no relation.
Characters. Butch Walker and the Flamin' Reds or something? There was some kind of thing he did.
He's had a bunch of bands. Marvelous 3 was the biggest one and the best one.
I was the Native American by chance.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
No. Let's take you back to 1998.
Oh, yeah. Freshman year, high school.
Not Butch Walker. You're thinking of Cradle Robber. That guy was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was. He was into young girls. You know, over the age of 18. It's
related to Sitting Bull like everybody else here.
Yeah. You shut up. By the way, this right here deserves some just due right here. A couple things. One, I was right. I've never seen Fallout Boy. Looked it up on the internet, or did you think of it?
Somebody text us.
Okay. We saw Newfound Glory.
Yeah, we saw Newfound Glory, but, you know, same thing.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Listen to this.
Oh, no.
This is of utmost importance. I said, Paige, it's something today in today's history. 30 years ago today, Deion freaking Sanders, primetime, former guest of the show, made sports history by becoming the only person to ever hit a home run and score a touchdown in the same week.
Oh, good for him.
Hit a home run for the Yankees. 4 days later, on this day, he ran back a 68-yarder TD for the Dirty Birds. Home run, touchdown, same week.
There's no way in hell they would allow anybody to do that again.
No. No. Won't happen again. That's it. Eric Lindros threw the last one.
You can't go back and forth.
It'll never happen again. You're right. That was a brief time in history thanks to Brian Jordan, Deion Sanders, and Bo. Oh,
Brian Jordan, that's right. Yeah. Cardinals and Falcons, right? No, Braves and Falcons.
Yeah.
Damn it. And then who was the other? Okay.
There's another one.
There was another one. Who was the one that played basketball professionally, but he's also a football player? He went and played for the – Charlie Ward.
Oh, yeah, he was. He was a Knick.
Yeah. Yes. But he never played pro football, right? He just played
NBA,
Florida
yeah.
State.
Florida State basketball, that's right.
And then, Jordan played baseball, but not at the same time. He played baseball when he was banned from basketball unofficially for gambling.
Jeff Rancourt was going to play football at Clemson.
It was.
Yeah, but Eric Lindros, for real, the hockey player, he was a minor league baseball. But of course, then again, look at I'm not stalling, but one last one.
Nope, not at all.
John Elway was courted by the New York Yankees to play Major League Baseball. There's this great picture of him going down through the hallowed halls of Yankee Stadium with Billy Martin and Mickey Mantle and all these guys who are trying to get him to sign.
Yeah.
Dude.
True story. Yeah.
Chuck Connors was a Yankee and Drake Hogeston, too.
And the Rifleman.
Let me throw you one. Gene Conley. 1957 Milwaukee Braves World Series champion. He was an all-star pitcher. He also won 3 consecutive NBA championships with the Boston Celtics.
What year?
Late 50s and 60s.
That was Warren Spahn. Yeah. 55.
Well, Frank Selvey scored 100 points in one game, and he went to Furman.
But that's the only guy to ever win a World Series title and an NBA championship.
F you all the time.
Yeah.
Talking about Furman.
Gene Conley.
They still have the coolest thing. I don't care what anybody says. F you one time. F you two times. F you crowd all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they'll stop that.
Yeah.
No, they won't. They're not a Baptist school anymore. They can party and use condoms and everything there.
I'll have to apply now.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I want to go.
All right. Well, you've went to every college in the upstate, fat boy. Check that one off the list.
I'm running out of money, out of funds.
Oh, yeah. By the way, private liberal arts university.
I was trying to send fat boy an email yesterday to an alternate email, and I went through my old AOL address book.
Yep.
I found 5 different ones, and they're all connected to a bunch of colleges he used to go to.
Oh, no.
You got to clear those
Whatever
out, man.
NCTV is. You went to North Carolina TV school?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be dead blood.
Went back and forth.
All right. I ain't going to say nothing else. I'm going to go ahead and just
Don't you tease
face
me.
The gallows. I ain't talking about you, Luke.
Festus.
Yeah.
Face paint.
I like it. I think it looks menacing.
It's great.
Menacing.
And big old tall.
So, we have...
the only club.
Yeah. So, we have things. to discuss.
What was my record last week? Did I get one right?
2-7.
2-7.
Well.
Yeah, 2-7.
I was 7-2, just for the record.
I was next to last at 4-5.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you're on a pregame college football show, Paige. Add that to your, put that in your,
Paige is on a pregame college football show.
So we're going to talk about Clemson.
You should be on one, Paige. Do we still do the Burns football? Paige, get on that.
Okay, I'll jump right on that.
Fat Boy, did you bring the mayonnaise?
There might be some things stored in their proper storage places.
Okay.
You got to refrigerate it if it ain't, if it's been opened.
Oh, yeah, man. It's just eggs and all. You got to refrigerate eggs and all.
God.
Yes, sir.
Good, because I'm going to want that on my sandwich later. That's not, it has nothing to do with your punishment, Matt. Just wanted to tease
you all the time.
Riding like a worm in the sun.
We just wanted to tease Matt Man a little bit.
Backed away on the other side of the room from the microphone for some reason for safety.
We wanted to send Matt down that particular path because Matt Man hates mayonnaise. The thought of mayonnaise, he hates it.
Hates it.
Mayonnaise.
I don't mind getting it on. Well, I don't want to give away too much.
Yeah.
I don't want to be covered in it or.
Don't be vulnerable.
Hellman's is the best, by the way.
No.
We're talking about mayonnaise.
I thought you liked Duke's.
Duke's is the best.
Only after the show.
Oh, I see. Thank you for that. Strike a match next time.
Yeah, it's not going to be mayonnaise.
No, no, no.
I'm not saying anything. I have to realize with every show from this point on during Pigskin Picks / Pigskin Punishment season with football picks, anything you say can and will be used against you in the den of sin.
Exactly. You don't want blood on your hands. You say you take notes all the time. I'm afraid to lose.
So,
We're
going to hit you with something that Fatboy got hit with last season, kind of, sort of, almost. It's different, but similar in idea and execution.
About that long.
Is it the shoes I'm wearing now? Thank
that
you.
Long?
No, no.
Do I get to pick the shoes?
It ain't the shoes.
What all did you do? God bless. You did all of them.
I lost like 8 weeks in a row.
Yeah, somebody's lost like 8 to 10 in a row.
Remind me of a couple. We burned your dad Nikes.
Yep.
Did that.
You got the Dominatrix.
Tazy Oakie.
Yeah, Tazy Oakie.
I've done that.
I had to eat the Reaper cups.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
A couple other things, too.
Yep, yep. And then Fat Boy had the one thing, the one that people really got mad at us over was when we had the three Christmas gift bags in here, and we put his phone in one of them, and then he had the hammer that's in the office. He had my hammer, and he had to smash one of the bags, and he of course smashed the one with his phone in it.
My luck.
I've lost mine. Did I tell you?
I just saw you stick it under your junk. It's under your testicles
under your
right
junk.
Now.
Yeah, you got it on ball tooth. I see.
Yeah.
Oh no, I messed it up.
You're nasty.
Yeah. But that's not it either. Your phone's safe. Your phone's safe.
Yeah, don't worry about the phone.
No, no, no.
That was the worst one too.
We want your Ray-Bans.
Yeah, boys. Give them up.
We want those signature specs.
Don't try to pass off those Roy Buns either.
Specs.
We want the real deal.
We want your
So I have to give them to you now?
No, you just sure. Make sure nothing happens to him.
How will I get home?
Right?
Line to take
you. Yeah, I'll drive you. I'll give you a lift.
Can't see anything without my glasses. Jinkies.
I'll give you a lift with a wire. About $18 from here.
So,
25.
You'll take my sunglasses.
Yeah.
I'll stay at your house tonight. I hope you look for the cat.
Yeah, thank you. I need help. I got a guest bed, and it's nice, too.
Surge party.
I have two nice beds at my house.
Damn, that's how you know you're balling.
Right, got two nice beds. Not one, but two nice beds.
You got box springs, too?
Yeah.
Damn.
They're both like, one of them's on an adjustable base. The other one's just a nice wood bed frame stuff. Good,
one of them's
nice.
A cat bed.
Boss springs.
Yeah. But, we're going to – I also have a blanking plethora of Christmas gift bags and birthday bags at my house, so I'm going to bring some of those in. And we will do.
But do you save them or buy them in bulk?
They're not mine. They're just leftovers at my house. Am I going to do? Throw them away? No, I'll use them at some point.
Well, Inga, you should recycle this.
I got to say, there are people texting in very dirty ideas with mayonnaise.
Yeah.
So I guess you got lucky.
So
I'll tell you.
I don't want to stick my parts in mayonnaise,
yeah.
Man.
And nobody's doing that to you. I'm sorry.
Listen, this was tweeted. This is the thing. And this will help me down the road, which is why I'm not trying to help you all right now. But. If it's like not me, like let's say next week that I hope like Fat Boy loses, and I truly do.
I really do.
if you have an idea for the punishment, don't tweet also Fat Boy because that, like the
don't tell him, tell us.
P1 Hate from Asheville said, you guys should make Matthew stick a pickle in his butt and walk 10 yards. If it falls out, he's got to take a bite. Come on.
That's a great idea, just not that for like Friday night. Just
yeah, but
here.
That goes
we
against the...
I know,
that.
We can't come do that. On. But we can put your Ray-Bans in a gift bag and give you the hammer and give you that 33% chance of smashing them to hell.
0.3 repeating.
Yeah.
We got. So, how did we do it with Fat Boy then? So, you just chose a bag at random and hit it?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Yeah, I couldn't remember if it was that or some kind of trivia involved.
Now, was there trivia where you started
I'm not saying anything.
Well, this would help you. This would help you.
I'd have to go back and listen.
Is there trivia where you start with three questions, and then for each question you get right, you get to remove a bag?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
I mean, I do remember.
Okay.
But I don't want to sound like I'm whining about it. So you can go back and listen if you want to and do it the way you ain't got to do it the same way.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything because I'm not going to be mean to you because I'm going to be next probably.
Well, I don't know that I believe that.
I certainly want the Ray-Bans in the gift bag. And Fat Boy really does because, I mean, he's the one who lost. Like, all right, I got lucky last year and did not smash my phone. Fat Boy smashed his to bits.
Can I ask a question? And I think this would be something that would be fun after. You don't have to say it now, but I think after we do a punishment, it should be outed as to who came up with that punishment. Therefore, we can retaliate back in a sense against that person. Because, like, I'm dying right now to know. I think I know. I can tell I know who came up with this. I know it was Niner Fat Boy. And I can just tell by the body language who came up with this one.
You want the blood on the hands?
Yeah, we're going to Big Brother it. Yeah. Okay.
I'll still make it worse. The very last one, somebody's going to get, like, murdered on air.
So you'll tell me, like, you'll tell me when... You'll tell me what the trivia is going to be? Or no? I don't know.
I don't remember if I got a heads up or not.
Last year we did Clemson trivia for Fat Boy.
That's not fair for me.
I know. You want to you want to do Gamecocks trivia?
You want like beard questions?
You want to do Gamecock trivia?
Beard questions.
Oh, man. I mean, I don't want to lead anything. I gotta just own up to this and just take it. You
all
know?
Right, what can we do for Matt? Either be Back to the Future trivia or Gamecock trivia?
Oh, yeah.
Either
Pre-strike baseball trivia?
Pre-strike baseball trivia.
Sure, that's a good choice as
Who
well.
Who was leading in home runs when they canceled the season? Jeff Bagel.
It was.
Oh, yeah, Bagel.
It was. So, yeah, you got time to prepare for that.
So it's baseball?
No.
Oh, okay. No. Okay, so I just got to prepare in general for trivia.
I'm thinking Gamecock trivia.
Okay. That's a double whammy there because it'll prove that I... Okay.
You might have to calculate atomic mass unit
know. I should totally own up to that. I'm going to handle this with style and grace.
You can't get any help.
I got to figure out how I'm going to see you. It's sunny as blank today.
It is. It's going to be bright.
I might have to put the sunroof down.
How do you know if his glasses are real? How can you check?
Oh, I've seen the receipts. I mean, I know they're real.
I keep the receipts because they're supposed to replace them.
Yeah.
I don't want you to go down the road here to the DT and pick up a pair.
No. Well, that's why we got to get them today. Right? So there's no. That's why we have to get them today. Otherwise, you can bring in fake Ravens tomorrow.
Ravens. Well, no. Jockey Lot's not open tomorrow.
That's true.
Tomorrow would be, yeah.
But you can't go by tomorrow morning.
No, I couldn't. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right.
You excited?
I think he's ready. I think Matt Man's excited.
It helps me with my list of pigskin punishments for Fat Boy, certainly.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Big Brown asked me this the other day after the show. He said, what was your idea about the side idea you had for pigskin punishments? And I've already screwed myself. Now I should have said it when I had a chance. Like the original idea was that, well, save it. I'll tell you what the original idea was, but now I've already shot myself in the foot, so it doesn't matter.
He texts me all the time, that Big Brown.
And you know what, Zenny? I love you.
Don't read the text message.
Zenny Walker.
Oh, my God.
Already tweeting me. Say goodbye to those pretty Ray-Bans.
Yeah.
With laughing emoji, Zenny.
Uh-huh. Oh, she loves it. She loves it.
All right.
Oh,
I know. I must just be hated by everyone. Some of these ideas that people are coming in. No, absolutely not.
That's
awful.
That's an awful thing to say.
I love mayonnaise.
That would be a funny visual.
Matt hates mayonnaise a lot.
I hates it. You know what?
If we put chocolate on one, it'd still be funny.
I love mayonnaise. I do.
Hates
I love it all.
Hates it.
All right. We'll get into your calls, I guess. 1-800-774-0093. Don't rub it in too hard. And we can talk about some of the pigskin punishments that legal said we could not do. And more Rise Guys right after this. Y'all.
We launch into a 93-minute rock block right after the Rise Guys morning show. Wait a minute. Yeah, carried it too. Wow, that's over an hour and a half of nonstop rock.
Oh, 93.3, the planet
rocks.
Rise Guys morning show, good morning to you. It is 8:50. I am holding my head up. I'm not letting this ruin my day.
Well, it's a great week when you find out Monday you're not going to lose. Oh, it's just beautiful.
You just like put your hand up like you're witnessing at a revival.
Maybe it's just me because I lost so much last year.
No, it's a great feeling to not lose pigskin ticks, man. Because then you got to do the punishment, which in this case, tomorrow Matt has to, he has to take a shot at maybe smashing his Ray-Bans with a sledgehammer, a mini sledge.
Yeah.
I feel the energy coming through me like Baby Billy.
Mm-hmm.
Happy.
So I will be given trivia questions, and then every time I miss a trivia question, I will have to smash one of the bags.
Okay. Yep. Yep.
All right. Just like we did with Fatboy's cell phone, which, by the way, is still on my desk for some reason. It's some kind of souvenir.
Yeah, it's got to go in the show museum.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so the side idea for pigskin punishments. Now it's screwed because I didn't say it ahead of time. But the idea was that each of us would bring in an item that meant something to us. You know, like, I don't know that mine would have been my Ray-Bans. In fact, I'm not going to say what it would have been because it could come back to bite me in the ass. Actually, it won't. We'll throw it off the books. Like if I said, Fatboy, bring in an item that means something to you. Yeah. Remote control?
That's a big one.
What else would it be?
Like my actual fridge. Where would it go?
God, you okay. Right.
Well, it's still running. You better check on it.
And we have to get his couch in here for the whole season. He got room for it.
Chair.
It'd be tough.
Like what? I can't think of any.
I got a Clemson replica championship ring I bought at the Jockey Lot one time, a couple years ago. I could bring that in.
You didn't buy that at the Jockey Lot?
I get it.
I'll be damned if I ever buy you anything ever in this life. Next one, maybe. This one, no.
Not this one.
It didn't come from a Jockey Lot. Yeah. It come from a...
That was a Christmas gift from Matt Mann.
And I didn't even draw your damn name. I got it for you because I thought it'd be, you know, F off.
I know, look. I don't want to fuel the fire for if I lose, so just forget it.
Let's say you Clemson Yeti, you ran into me that day trying to come back in here and get it.
Yep.
Jimmy, your personal item? We ain't got to do it now because everybody would falsify it.
I can't leave my dog here for a year.
Well, no.
Oh, my gosh.
You leave that cat here.
Yeah, the item would have to be locked in a secured spot.
You think?
Yeah, the cat will be back.
Paige?
Wow. I haven't even, you know, I think you said... One of my favorite pair of shoes or something.
Oh, well, that wouldn't be that big a deal.
I mean, it's kind of your thing that's important to you.
The thing that's most important to you that could possibly be burned up or smashed or whatever as a result of punishments.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it is.
What is it?
Panties.
Is it?
Oh, you wanted... I've got some really nice lingerie that we can burn. Some garter belts and stuff.
Well, listen.
If she's bringing underwear, then so am I.
No, look, we're only a 4-hour show.
Oh, my bad.
Our underwears would burn for days. You'd have tent cities set up around it, keeping warm.
That's true.
Like the Olympic flame.
You said tent?
Yeah, tent. Oh, okay. No, don't get excited. It's not a new strip club coming to town.
I don't want to visit.
That was our old CD. We took our shirts off.
Yeah. I get it. Nobody's saying anything. I get it. It makes sense. Why would you show your cards now? I'm being honest. I'm fishing for some ideas right now of things to ruin of y'all's. I get it. It's fine. It'll be good radio and better and video.
Oh yeah.
Please.
Oh yeah. You know we'll have our intern Caroline tomorrow to video.
What is going to be it?
Yep.
That's not going to be her radio name.
That's why I call her. I call her dad too. Well, John,
because we don't let them. Any of our interns, we've never let them pick out their own names.
That's
we always
true.
Give them kind of a cool nickname, like you know, Dookie or Spooge.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we're gonna take a break.
Great.
Yeah, the good stuff like that. So tomorrow morning, it'll be live on Facebook. It'll be videoed. You'll hear it live here.
Panties.
No punishment. Panty punishment's coming up later in the season. Pigskin punishment tomorrow. I will possibly smash my sunglasses, and that means a lot to me.
Hell yeah. Yeah, this is going to be great, man. I'll bring it. So are we going to bring in our items for tomorrow, too? Because I'll go ahead and bring mine in since we didn't do it yet.
Well, you're not going to be, I mean, are you going to be honest in saying what your item is?
Well,
why would you?
I'll just bring something that means something instead of saying it now. I'll go home and find something that means something, and I'll bring it in.
Okay, and then we can maybe pontificate if it's a legit item. Because I can go ahead and tell you whatever Paige brings, she don't care about.
Yeah.
I'm glad you don't think that about me.
Be careful, because you're going tomorrow, buddy.
Hey, what do you mean I'm going tomorrow?
Or whenever we do your
thing. I'm not worried by your threats. You don't come up with any of these ideas.
Well, that you
you're
know.
Too nice to.
Well, I don't want to hurt you, but I don't, you know, I'm not going to just bring something in that doesn't mean anything to me because that's not the premise.
What is Paige's eye? God, that's a good Twitter. Tweet us at the Rise Guys. What is Paige's favorite item? And stop with the bras and stuff like that.
No.
I mean, she's more.
No,
than
it has to be something better.
Probably
than that.
Her one of her two or three college degrees.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a Sibian in the corner somewhere for a week.
Why would I bring
that? It's a half torso. It's the jinx. All right, we're going to take a break. More Rise Guys right after this. Morning, everybody.
They've turned the radio airwaves into their personal insane playground.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.